At this case, curator Alice Cooney Frelinghuysen is talking with Robert Ellison, who has promised as a gift all the pottery on this mezzanine. George Orr is one of his favorite potters.
Well, he's an anomaly within this period. He did things that nobody did. At the time, everybody thought Orr was like a joker and was trying to get attention. So he didn't take it seriously, and he had no followers to carry on his. He didn't influence anybody. So when he died, in a sense, his work died.
They're incredibly light. They're feather-waved, very, very thinly potted. You can actually see where his fingers have punched in these pieces, twisted it, but highly controlled. I mean, it's extraordinary when you think of how thin these walls were, the control that he was able to achieve.
Well, even his contemporaries had to admit he was a fantastic thrower, and they did like his glazes, but they thought he was torturing his forms.
Really wasn't until, the early 1970s that...
The early 70s. And at that time, contemporaries, potters, started taking notice. So he had a degree of influence in the last quarter of the 20th century.
Contemporary artists, too, yeah. Jasper yeah. Johns and others
yes.
were very...
fine artists liked it, but potters liked it.
Taken with it.
He often said, well, you know, what I'm doing is something in form, and someday you'll appreciate it. And so it remained for a bunch of us in this last quarter of the 20th century to confirm that George Orr actually knew what he was doing.